Ruth and Boaz by Frédéric Bazille. Ruth and Boaz, a recent addition to the collections, is a large-scale painting. It's Bazille's artistic testament. In the solitude of his last summer in Montpellier, the painter was working on several pictures. For the first time, the artist, steeped in Protestant culture, chose a theme from the Old Testament, painted by others before him, notably Poussin. A number of artists returned to it during the 19th century. Bazille is referring to the poem by Victor Hugo, published in 1859 in La Légende des Siècles. Ruth pondered. Boaz slept. The grass was black. Bazille admired Hugo and followed his verse faithfully. He's painted the sleeping Boaz resting on his left arm, with Ruth lying next to him, her head lifted, gazing at the golden sickle in the field of stars. There are four haystacks further back on the left, while on the right stand a fine blue cedar and some parasol pines, clearly inspired by the landscape around Merrick. To ensure the success of this picture, an unusual one for him, Bazille made plenty of studies of the composition and of individual figures. The painting space is largely open. The eye moves easily on from the haystacks. It is in the interior, with the physical weight of the figures, that the sense of meditation and reverie is created. The deep blue background, the still almost petrified figures, the simple landscape, the intimate communion of the figures and the night. This picture has raised a number of questions as to the new directions in Bazille's work, which until then had closely reflected the followers of Manet's new painting.